Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiya, it is the Bite Size Show. I'm Chloe Bloxham and I'm here to round up today's Liverpool news. It is Friday, the 14th of April. So let's kick it off then with Jürgen Klopp's press conference, and he gave some updates on the injury news around Liverpool going into the Leeds game on Monday night. And to start with, let's go into it with Luis Diaz. Klopp said he is 100% ready for this game, which is really good news to see that we can finally get Luis Diaz back on a pitch. It probably will not be from the start though, but he will be in the matchday squad unless anything major changes in the next couple of days. But that is a really big boost for Liverpool to have him potentially coming off the bench with 20 to go if we are in need of a goal, and for him to just cause chaos. He was unbelievable for us this season before he got injured. He was the one that dragged us over the line at times. The one with a lot of desire, determination, motivation to get him back in the squad would be brilliant. And to see him before the end of the season, it's not just good for now that we can add another body into that attacking lineup and potentially, you know, bring them on to be a game changer. It's also boss to see what you look like next season. Hopefully he gets some game time towards the end of the season to build up his fitness, to get back to being used to, you know, playing in competitive manners against opposition sides. And hopefully we can manage him through the end of the season, get him ready for the pre-season, which hopefully he'll have a big pre-season and he can go again next season, obviously, where Liverpool will be in terms of, you know, European football. And that is obviously yet to be known. But Luis Diaz having him back in the run. I'm not saying we will get top four. I don't think we will get top four. But if Liverpool somehow come out of this season, you know, in and around the top four spots, hopefully Luis Diaz in these last 9 games has played quite a big part for us. Moving on then, we obviously know Thiago did come on against Arsenal last Sunday and he looked boss, to be fair to him. He got the crowd going as well. Really reacted with the crowd, got them up on their feet. And he was just really calm on the ball, which a lot of players in the Liverpool squad, when they're under pressure, instead of being calm and collective, they panic. Thiago, you know, has a bit of calmness about him and we've really, really missed that. I expect him, and Jürgen Klopp expects him, to be available from the off. Whether he chooses him or not is a different matter. I think he will. But it's good to see that Thiago, you know, has the opportunity and he is available to start this game against Leeds. And hopefully, you know, give us something that we've been lacking in the midfield for a couple of weeks now. Moving on then, surprisingly, or unsurprisingly, there was sarcasm in that. Players have got injuries. So Klopp, here's a little quote from what he said. Ibu couldn't train for a few days, but should be training today. Alisson also wasn't involved for 2 days, but will train individually today. So We've got Thiago back and Diaz back, which is brilliant. But sadly, I've got no idea where Alisson and Ibu will be come Monday night. I really hope he's in the starting, well, they're both in the starting 11. And Klopp did mention, you know, if they're both available, that's great. But we have to wait and see. The fact that Alisson's only in individual training starting today worries me a little bit. Hopefully, you know, he's got a couple more sessions maybe to really, make sure he's sound and come back into full contact training. As for Ebu, he's back in training today, which hopefully means he has enough sessions in him before Monday to make sure he's in the starting 11. But yeah, somehow Liverpool are picking up injuries here, there and everywhere. Ebu has had a rife injury season, hasn't he? He's, he feels like he's been out more than he's been in. Alisson, I've always said this, as a goalkeeper, he's probably one of the most injured goalkeepers I've ever known, and that continues. But I'm really hoping that, due to it being a Monday night and we've got a Monday night kickoff, sorry, and we've got enough time, hopefully it gives a chance for both of them to be in with a chance to play those games. But we will have to wait and see. Hopefully they do quite well in the upcoming training sessions that they've got. Moving on then, that was the press conference updates for the injured players. We'll start with a player who we've been linked with. Sadly, I was the one to bring you the horrific news that went off to Jude Bellingham on Wednesday, I think it was. But I'm here with maybe a little bit more happiness. And that is that Liverpool delegation held transfer meeting for 20-year-old this week. More talks are incoming in the upcoming weeks, and that is for Ryan Gravenberch of Bayern Munich, who is seen as a cheaper alternative to Bellingham. It says from the Bild, by the way, this is Liverpool's interest in the 20-year-old and also their efforts to secure his service has been now explained. It's claimed that the Merseyside club delegation have held talks with the former Ajax man's camp this week for his transfer. He obviously came from Ajax and he was very much like Jude Bellingham, you know, a really exciting prospect. Someone talked about as, you know, an unbelievable midfielder who will be at the top of their game for the next 10 years. He went to Bayern Munich and Bayern Munich got him, and a couple of clubs probably felt like, of course, Bayern Munich have been able to get another boss midfielder. But it's not gone his way this season. He's been a bit crap. I haven't seen a lot of him. He's not been getting into the starting 11. And it's been quite a letdown for Ryan Gravenberch. And it's also not obviously helped his journey on getting better and making sure that he keeps growing as a footballer. So, you know, the potential that we're in for him, if he isn't getting game time there, hopefully, you know, we are in with a shot of getting him. He still looks like a really exciting footballer, someone that I think Klopp would do well with. Obviously, the problem is he's 20 years old, and in the last year, you've not seen the fact that he could walk into a Liverpool side and take us to winning titles, which is what I need. I think we've already got young enough players, Harvey Elliott, Carvalho, Curtis Jones, even Stefan Bajetic, to bring in another young midfielder. It seems like, you know, I don't know whether Ryan Gravenberch is going to go and make us title charging team next year, which is what I want. Yeah, you know, in a couple of years' time, he might be that player, but I want that player to be coming into Liverpool in the summer to make sure that we're up there at the top next season. But maybe I'm wrong. I'm just going based off, you know, what I've seen in the last year of him. And ultimately, that's not a lot. He might be boss still, and he might have just been overlooked, or he had maybe settling problems or whatever over in Munich. But also on top of that, Jude Bellingham, and I think I've mentioned this before, he's got the same build as Jude Bellingham, you know, the same body type for me, the same athleticism. They're both big lads who, at the age of obviously 19 and 20, look physically strong and can do the box-to-box role. So I can see exactly why we're interested in him. And hopefully, you know, if he does come to the Reds, which will excite a lot of people, including me, hopefully it can be a really good buy for Liverpool, but also a boss move for him as well. Going back to the article then, it says, this won't be the last meeting between the two parties for the Netherlands international. As the report states, more talks should be taking place in his country, likely in the coming weeks. Now, this is big because there was rumours last week and rumours the other day when we found out that we weren't going to get Jude Bellingham, that Liverpool are to get their transfer, well, situation sorted instantly when the transfer window comes about. And that is because everyone can see how desperate we are for these players to help our team. We're in desperate need, so we really don't have the ability to wait until the end of the season and just see what happens. We need to get in, we need to do the business quietly, get it done instantly. And hopefully not have to fight anyone else for these players. Moving on, Gravenberch hasn't managed to have more, game time to show himself since he arrived at the Bundesliga side last summer. He's featured 17 times in the league, and it includes only one start, which is saying a lot. But despite that, Liverpool are still heavily interested. And obviously, Jürgen Klopp does want to reshape his midfield in the summer. And apparently, he has identified Gravenberch as one of the targets. Apparently, Bayern aren't happy with this, though, it says. They want to count on him for next season. But the player has apparently already stated he's open to changing clubs in the summer if his situation at Bayern doesn't improve. There is a quote from what he told Ajax Showtime. "Ideally, I would like to be successful at Bayern, but if that doesn't work out and I don't get a chance, then I might have to look around. At the moment, I'm not thinking about it, and I hope that I can change my situation at Bayern by training and playing well." But ultimately, Liverpool are keen on him. And if he's not getting into the squad and given his chance at Bayern Munich, hopefully Liverpool can go after him.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Moving on then to our next headline, and that is that Chelsea risk losing Levi Colwill in fire sale as Liverpool and Manchester City eye summer transfer raid. Obviously, after the Blues spent over £600 million in two transfer windows, they are being pressed by FFP, and Manchester City and Liverpool are ready to raid Chelsea for defender Levi Colwill as clubs queue up to take advantage of the financial threat by poaching homegrown stars from Stamford Bridge. This lad is only a 20-year-old, so I can't say that I know a whole lot about him, but the fact that he's being labelled as a future England star hopefully gives, you know, enough background to why Liverpool are interested in him. They've identified him as a top target as well, and obviously he's coming in to refresh the back line, which Liverpool know they also need to invest in, with Joel Matip potentially leaving. Colwill has impressed on loan at Brighton this season and is being tipped for an international call-up ahead of Euro 2024 next summer. Chelsea do not want to lose him and are set to enter contract talks with him. But obviously, with the FFP rules, it's whether they can actually do that. And they have just tied down Ben Chilwell to a new deal as well. So if he really does want a chance at playing and, you know, being the main man in the football team, I'm not too sure he's getting in over Ben Chilwell for a couple of years. Moving on then, later on in the article it says, there is a feeling that Chelsea could have to cash in on homegrown stars to avoid breaching FFP rules. Once again, they spent £600 million in the past two transfer windows. And now that rival clubs are getting onto it, they have caused themselves a bit of a problem, haven't they? And if Chelsea are pressured into doing this, it'd be rude for Liverpool not to, you know, get a decent player who could potentially be a star, take them off Chelsea's hands and bring him in to the Liverpool squad. I'm not saying that he'd, you know, come in and, be brilliant for Liverpool, but we do, you know, we have been signing young players now for a couple of seasons in Fabio Carvalho, Harvey Elliott, even Kanate, to rebuild for the future. So there's another one who could be in a Liverpool shirt come the summer. But this is a very recent link, so I can't give you too much about him because I haven't seen him. I can let you know that he only has 2 years left on his Chelsea contract. And Todd Bowley has made it clear that he does not want players running down their deals. So therefore, maybe it is a case of the player either wanting first team opportunities, which they might not get at Chelsea, FFP forcing Chelsea into selling, and also Todd Bowley realising that he wants to make a little bit of money out this and help the FFP rules so that he doesn't, you know, get basically bollocked for it. And therefore, it means that Cole Wilshere could potentially leave Liverpool. And if City are interested in him, then it's saying a lot as well. So hopefully Liverpool can agree something with him in the future. Our final headline then before the end of this week's Bite Size show on the Friday, it is Fabio Carvalho could leave Liverpool for a new club next season after as overhaul begins. Liverpool are open to sending out Fabio Carvalho on loan next season, which obviously Football Insider is the one reporting this. The 20-year-old's contract with the Reds runs until 2027, but he could be spending the next season away from Anfield. Carvalho joined, obviously, Liverpool from Fulham last summer and put pen to paper on a 5-year deal with the club. But he has struggled to make a mark on Klopp's side, featuring in just 12 Premier League games this season for a total of 335 top-flight football minutes. This is a really weird one because Liverpool, when they first signed him, I remember he got a last-minute winner against Newcastle at Anfield, and he was picked in a midfield at Goodison Park, away from home, obviously, against Everton. And he looked to be a real star, someone who could come in, was really good on the ball. Against Manchester City even, I think he came on in the Community Shield and he played really good when he came on. And he's just not even been in the squad that much from there onwards. He's had moments where he's came in, Wolves and stuff like that, in like FA Cup games, Carabao Cup games. But he's never actually been given his chance, which is quite surprising. He's been left out of a couple of matchday squads now, which I just find a bit mad. I don't know why he's fell out of favour. But at the start of the season, he was very much in favour. So something's happened there for Jurgen Klopp to not be putting him even in matchday squads when you know we really need someone to influence a game. To not even have him as an option off the bench is mad because he's being fit. He's being available. It's not that he's not being available to play. So yeah, really weird one. And obviously, you know, next season, if Liverpool aren't going to use him, then yes, let him go out on loan 100% because you're limiting, you know, his growth here. If you do not play him next season, then you've wasted two seasons of Fabio Carvalho. Go and let him express himself in a team on loan. Go and let him be the main man and take games by the scruff of the neck and go and prove himself and show that he should be in the team the following season. If we just decide to not even give him a loan spell, if we're not going to use him, then that's on Liverpool stopping his development because it's been weird that he's that with all of our problems in midfield, especially, and even you know the likes of Darwin Nunes not being fully fit all the time, Diogo Jota not being fit, the fact that he's not even had a look in there is a bit strange as well. It says the club could now accept a loan offer for Carvalho from a Premier League club who can persuade Liverpool they will use him regularly next season. And I probably think that's the best route for Fabio Carvalho to go. Last season, Carvalho made 38 appearances for Fulham across all competitions and netted 11 goals and provided 8 assists, helping them to obviously secure promotion to the top flight. Fulham have gone on to do good things in the Premier League as well this season. But you can clearly see it. It's there. The magic's there. The football is boss, but he's not got enough opportunities. And I know he's not the opportunities that he has been given. He's not always done good enough to cement himself another opportunity. But he's a young lad who's clearly got talent, and we really need to let him develop as a footballer. Whether that's, you know, making him you know, more bulkier, making sure that he doesn't get lobbed off the ball a lot. You know, making him build himself out and really getting first team games and time to actually go and make himself a better player and develop his ability. So, yeah, I believe that if we are to get rid of Fabio Carvalho, we need to let him go to a Premier League club and let him go and experience, you know, playing consistently at the top level, because there's no point in him not even making the squad next season for most game match days, because he's a good footballer and hopefully he is our future. But you've wasted this season for him. You can potentially waste next season for him. So yeah, it's a very weird one, but I can understand why we're looking at it. And it might be the best option for Fabio Carvalho and Liverpool. Let's see where he is in a year's time. Obviously saying that, if Liverpool do absolutely nothing in this transfer window, which I'm hoping we do a lot, then Fabio Carvalho could be a massive player for us next season. You just don't know. But yeah, that is all of today's headlines. It is obviously Friday the 14th. I'm pretty sure I have checked that. But nice one for listening to the Bite Size podcast. If you want to keep up with the latest Liverpool news and more Redmen content, use the code BITESIZE for 50% off for 3 months. And that is obviously as a club captain monthly subscriber on redmenplus.com. Do go there, sign up. You'll get loads of the latest news amongst other things. And guys, we're coming up to the transfer window. You're going to want to, you know, watch our content. Make sure you're up to date with all that. Because I love nothing more than Liverpool signing footballers. And I feel like we need to sign quite a lot this summer. So yeah, head over there, sign up, get all the content, have a boss weekend, and hopefully the Reds pick up 3 points on Monday night at Elland Road. Up the Reds.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.